Great, kind of sound kind of cool. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Nick and Nari. On time, scheduled. We here.
As promised, let's go.
Yes, sir.
It was almost
just Nari. Old man Nick had to take a nap.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Dealing with
old man Nick.
Old man, bro, I have like probably a year or two in you. Stop it.
Ain't you like 30?
Don't you got back problems? On my back. I'm not supposed to tell you.
That's funny. Respect. But today we're gonna do a mock draft for the XFL team draft. With the most recent user rankings that Nick Larson put out on, when was this?
April 26th? You gotta sound more enthusiastic, bro. You gotta do that over, bro. I'm not feeling it. You gotta hit him with that energy, man.
The energy, bro?
Welcome back to Nick and Nari, episode 6. Let's go. We are here. Nari with the back problems. Nick with the dubs. Let's go. We are here. Let's go. You gotta hit him with the. Come on, man. Wake up. Tighten up, bro.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's a part of this. But we're gonna do a team draft. Gonna pick where people are going, who's chasing who. That's what we're gonna do. Welcome. Enjoy.
Yes, sir. So first up, always first, the man himself, Nick Larson. What you thinking?
I don't know. It was talks in the chat about where he was going. But I mean, I don't know. It's really like, I think he'll
throw he's a always curve. A wild card. Yeah.
Sometimes
he's
always have a moment. And then based off what he kind of sets the precedent for, I think everybody else is going to kind of fall in place.
So he's usually the type of guy that he'll take the team he thinks no one wants. So, but since he's for always first, he's not trying to steal anyone's pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, I can tell you who Rob's going with. So,
for sure.
So, you know, they're off the board at number two. I say just seeing the way he plays, things like that, as far as Larson. I think he's going to go with a team that. He's going to reconstruct them, go get some speed. But I think a key factor is they got to have speed on defense.
I'm thinking Cardinals, but I'm not sure how he likes the uniforms. I know he's a big uniform guy.
The Cardinals uniforms are sick.
They just got those new ones, though. And everybody's like,
gotcha.
On the fence about them. Some people love them. Some people hate them. But yeah, I'm gonna say Nick Larson, Cardinals.
Cardinals. I mean, yeah. If you don't take him.
If you don't take him, you will.
Yep.
Respect.
If they fall. But yeah, I can second that. We can lock in the Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals off the board.
Cool. So Nick Larson, Cardinals.
You keep track of these teams, so make sure we don't.
Yeah, I'll keep track. I got you.
It's so useful.
Hey, quit talking like that. Like you're that guy.
I am. I'm confused on why you didn't pick up on that.
Next up, the content guy himself, Mr. Rob.
No, he's going Bills.
The Bills. Yeah. He can put out a fire video with some fake teams that we know he's not going to take, and he's going to take the Bills.
Rob, follow me, and I'm going to follow. Nah, I'll wait to share who I'm following.
All right. Next up.
Busy. I'm looking at the right list.
Yes, sir. Busy.
Cool.
I don't know. I haven't I think he goes Dolphins too. That's his squad. But I don't know if he does. I don't know if he does it twice in a row. You know, some people don't like to use their teams that much. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't want to. They don't want to tear their team apart, rebuild the team or whatever.
Your team, you get to do whatever you want. You get to do the franchise adjustments. I think that's the fun part about it.
I guess. Yeah, I would say busy Dolphins because I have no clue where else he would go.
Gotcha. Do you think he follows a particular user or do you think he just stays true to the Dolphins and kind of keeps it going?
I mean,
I've been around a couple of cycles or seasons, so I haven't got to see if everybody like changes or whose squad is who.
He's third guy, so I don't see who he'd follow from the top two, unless he passes pick. I don't think Busy passed the pick. I say Dolphins. I'm going to mark Busy Dolphins.
Okay. So we got AZ, we got Buffalo, and we have Miami off the board.
Next up, bracket. Who's Bracket's favorite team? You know Bracket's favorite team?
Not a clue. I just
Bracket's gonna take a team with some fire uniforms and give them the worst accessories. That's what he's gonna do. Bracket to who do you think got the best uniforms in the league?
Best uniforms. I think Jacksonville has the best uniforms because they have that gold throwback color rush. It's so tough.
Jacksonville do got some fire uniforms.
And they just have so many like combos because they have the all black. They have different helmets. Like, you really, if you like uniforms, go Jacksonville. So potentially Jacksonville. I mean, well, how is their squad looking as far as, like, passing? Like, does he typically, like, tear his team apart, or he kind of just...
I don't know. I didn't start, like, really paying attention to how guys built their team to this cycle.
Ah, true enough. And okay.
I can see him going there since he's a pass-heavy guy. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, still young, so he won't have to draft a QB. I'm not sure how he is with that. I know Nick Larson is going to tear his team apart, so give him cards. He's got some pretty nice trade pieces there. And he does what he does best, you know. Swindle the early pick guys.
Hold on to those picks. Build your team.
But I can see Bracket. Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, nice receiving core.
What they got over there? Christian Kirk over there?
Christian Kirk.
Okay.
I can't think off the top of my head.
That's what I'm saying. I really can't think. They got DJ Chark over there still, or am I late? I'm not sure.
Nah, Chark left.
See, I'm late. I don't know who they got over there, but I mean, hey.
They're a nice team, sure. Though. Made the playoffs. Solid draft this year, so I respect it. They stocked up on O-line early.
Gotcha.
Say Bracket Jags. Next up, Smooth Grizz. I think Grizz makes his return to the Eagles.
Tragic. Eagles taking top 10?
Yeah. Eagles. Goldberg. Yeah, Eagles taking top 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Grizz back to the Eagles. I don't know. That's all I can remember Grizz as is the Eagles. Smooth Grizz Eagles every time I see it. Next is me. Where do you think I'm going, bro? I'm going to let you choose.
You're into team building now. All of a sudden, so just what's left? A lot of teams are left. Let me see. You're going to go with the Texans, honestly. You're a top 10. I think this is your first time. I don't know, first time being able to pick them, but I say you go Texans. You were just saying how you like the picks that they got, how they're pretty straight on defense, and you just got, what, C.J. Stroud, is it?
Yes, sir. C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson.
I think you'll want to develop those guys, build around them, and kind of – so I say you take Houston.
You think you know me, huh?
Just a little bit.
Okay. So Pride and Rob. Pride's up next. Pride and Rob are Bills fans. So where does Pride go?
Who has a really solid team that he can go under center with?
Solid team? Cowboys? I don't think Pride goes Cowboys, though.
Nah, goes Cowboys.
They just got a nice young back.
Yeah, they just got two. Was it Deuce Vaughn and then Tony Pollard still there?
Yep.
That's like their dude. I don't see him going. I mean, if Grizz, you say Grizz would take the Eagles and then Pride takes the Cowboys, that would definitely be a different looking NFC East. I mean, NFC East is like a revolving door. You can't keep people in that division for some reason.
Yeah.
Or conference, whatever.
Cowboys. Where else could I see Pride going? That's all I can think
of. Oh, Vikings. Got Dalvin Cook.
Nah.
No.
Nah. Maybe, but nah. I don't think so.
Giants.
I could see Giants.
Barkley. Which is still NFC East.
Yeah.
I mean, you think guys that typically would be in the AFC are going to go? Well, I can't say typically because just this cycle they're on the AFC side, but they make that jump over the NFC.
Cowboys.
Are you putting them down for Cowboys?
Yeah, we could have used Busy's thing as a reference, too. I forgot Busy did that. He does his mock draft. I forgot how long ago he posted it. I know he's refreshing it based off feedback he's gotten. Mm-hmm. You think you can find that?
Is it still in the announcements?
It's probably content.
Content. All right, let me see.
Next guy, Jack. Jack, top 10? Okay. Jack's a Commanders fan, Redskins, whatever he wants to call them.
Go Birds. Sure,
I think Jack's going back to Washington. He's watched Boone disrespect his team and be absolutely trash with him. And then they got passed down to Elio after being trash. And Elio's decent with them. But Jack wants that Washington Super Bowl again. So I think Jack goes back to that franchise. Bring them back hope.
It's a XFL mock draft?
Yes, sir.
Nah, these are players.
I'll find it. Give me a second. You have the XFL rankings, right? You have that up?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'll find Busy's thing. Give me 1 second. But yeah, what you think about my take on Jack?
I know this is your team draft, first... Mike. I found it.
All right, cool. This is your first full cycle, isn't it? You came into the last cycle, and then this is your full cycle. I came into the cycle before that, and then this one. I mean, last one was my full one, and then this one. So I'm just going based off how guys drafted last cycle, this cycle, And then
you think Nick Tate, I think I found it, Busy's mock draft. He has Nick Larson going with Detroit.
That's Nick's favorite team.
I don't see him going to Detroit, I'll be honest with you.
Barty always seems to land Detroit. And I don't think he wants to take his favorite team. Since just the way he builds his team, tear it all down, build it back up from the jump. I don't think he takes Detroit. Who does he have? I'm pretty sure he has Rob taking Buffalo.
Yes, sir. And he has Busy taking Miami. And then he has the New England Patriots. Sparty's taking New England. And then Jets goes to Pride. I can see Pride with the Jets. They just got A-Rod.
Who does he have Grizz taking?
Eagles.
Yep.
And then he has Elio taking Washington.
I don't think Washington falls to Ilio. Unless Ilio can make that cycle's not. I don't see cycle ending that soon. But unless he can make that push past Jack, I don't see them falling to him.
Gotcha.
But I know he has me taking Texans. You said Pride Jets. Who does he have Jack taking?
He has Jack taking. Keep scrolling over. I'll definitely add that past him. Chicago.
That's an interesting one.
Jake feels next, definitely tough.
Yeah. Next up is JMO.
Let me see. He has JMO at New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Saints. Who also have pretty cool uniforms.
Yeah, JMO's a slept on team builder. So if he takes the Saints, he can definitely
how's that do something situation? There.
I am not sure. I think they had cap trouble. Last cycle, this cycle, and they should be good going into next cycle.
I'm sorry, but sorry, JMO's not on New Orleans. He's on Tampa Bay. Sorry,
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Who did Tampa Bay grab for quarterback?
Did they just draft one?
Or no, they
signed Baker?
One.
Baker Mayfield didn't. Mayfield. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any information on JMO.
I just know him as the Raiders, so.
I can't even remember who JMO was last cycle. I think he was the Giants.
No, I think he was the Vikings, wasn't he, when he first came back? Potentially.
No, because it was Hey Bob Vikings, and then you took Vikings last cycle.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think JMO was Giants. If I'm not mistaken.
You think he goes Tampa Bay here?
It's possible. Yeah. JMO Tampa Bay Brap to
that has him on here is Jacksonville.
Brap Jacksonville?
Yep.
I think Brap is a Brown. No, Van. Is Van a Browns fan? Who's a Browns fan? I think it's Brap. No, Brap is Eagles. He's an Eagles fan.
Yeah. Go Birds.
Bro, stop saying go Birds.
Good. They're the best team out, bro.
I'm from Philly. You never been to
what
Philly.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
You never been to Philly. You never had a cheesesteak. None of that.
That's crazy. Do you think you out here knowing people's lives?
Nah, but I think Brad goes to Pittsburgh again. You know, Pickensburg, Kenny Pickett. Najee Harris. Brad goes to Pittsburgh again.
Traditionally, what kind of player is Brad?
A terrible one.
One that beats up on you for sure.
The worst kind of player.
Because he runs it up on you?
Yep.
I told you, man. I just want to let the record show. I told you, man, was going to put 50 on you.
You know what's crazy? Yep. You know what's crazy? You want to know, bro, first drive of my game, we did bet five, didn't we? I got you.
We ain't bet no bear, bro. Keep the comments, bro.
Nah. I thought we bet five. Nah, we didn't. Because you was scared.
I was not scared. I knew he was going to put 50.
I respect you for that, though. Nah. You know what
happened? That's crazy. I know what happened. It ended up with 50. I told you was drunk, dude. I'm gonna win out. I told you won't win another game, and you already on track. You gonna make me proud.
I stopped writing in my notes. Who did we have Jack taking? Washington.
Jack Washington. You said he was a Washington fan, right?
Yeah, Jack Washington, JMO, Bucks.
Tampa Bay.
That thing said John, JMO.
Who's next on the list?
Brap.
After Brap.
Elio.
Really? He's that high?
Yeah. Elio's hey, up shout there. Out to him. You've been slacking. That just show you've been slacking.
Bruh. Shut up.
You've been slacking. Don't blame me.
That we're the only Elio. Reason I'm doing this right now.
The man Elio.
There's a reason my name is first and Nick and I are we're gonna leave it at that. No, sir. Anyways.
I came to you with the pot. No, we're not.
No, you didn't.
Bro, we're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do this.
Dementia kicking in, young man. You gotta get
that's crazy. Don't wish that on me.
Truth hurts. Do fit where all right.
You old, bro, Elio you're going? An old man. Elio
where's
is
Elio, where's he going?
Elio's gonna be hurt that his commanders are gone. He's gonna take vengeance on Jack. He's gonna take the Jack.
You think he follows Jack?
No. I do not think Elio follows Jack. I think Elio.
He's going wherever they got streaks.
Wherever they have speed at receiver. Elio to. Elio to. Who drafted that Tennessee wide receiver? Hyatt.
I don't know.
The Giants took Hyatt. Yeah, the Giants took Hyatt.
So you think he stays in MCEs?
Nah, I say he goes. Who was I just thinking? Patriots have a little bit of speed at receiver. A true Washington fan wouldn't even take another team in that division. I say Elio Patriots. Where does Busy have him? I forgot what you said.
Washington.
I think you said Washington.
Yeah, Washington. Yeah. But you say he doesn't think, you don't think Washington's going to fall past
Jack.
So.
Yeah, I think Elio Patriots. What you thinking? Based on his gameplay.
Gameplay, he needed. He used D line user and then speed at wired out. So I don't know who fits that description. Who is a solid D line?
Thornton, and then, you know, he can draft D-line, trade for D-line, whatever. But they got Tyquan Thornton. Pretty fast guy. Unless he goes Browns with Schwartz. And he'd have Watson, who's pretty mobile. Yeah.
I say Green Bay.
Nah. You say Green Bay?
I say he goes Green Bay.
True. Jordan Love has Slinger 1. They got Christian Watson. They got a decent D-line. I can see that. Packers. I'll mark them down, Packers.
All right. It'll work.
Next up, Van Flink. Mr. Van Flink.
You say he's a Browns fan?
I don't know who Van's a fan of.
I mean, Busy has him going to Seattle. I mean, the NFC West in Busy's prediction or the mock draft has Rec, Irek, Van, Brackett, and me. Sounds like a fun division.
Yes.
Let's make it happen, fellas.
What happened to what you were saying before the pod?
Come on, bro.
That's okay. Respect. I'm not going Texans.
You're going Texans. I'm gonna take the Eagles.
About
bottom dollar that you're going. Texans. Sorry.
If Grizz don't go Eagles, I'm going Eagles.
Why would you do that to yourself and disrespect my team?
I'm going to take your team to the Super Bowl, and I'm going to win. Something they couldn't do in real life.
Yep, that boy is a heavy drinker. We're going to get you some help, bro.
Beautiful, Jack in Washington.
On to the next. We're tired of you. Just your rambling lies. Ilio's last, right?
Yeah, then we got Van.
Van. You think Van goes to Seattle?
Nah.
You're solid though? Like, you don't think it's happening at all?
No, I don't think he goes to Seattle.
They got Metcalf over there.
So?
I mean, I think Van likes to throw the ball. Heavy pass guy.
But Van's like a gadget play type guy. Until he got that speedy receiver, he was like RPO heavy.
RPOs are lit.
Now he runs that weird slants play where the dude runs outside and then cuts back in.
Like a pivot route?
Nah, it's like the dude runs to, it's a streak, guy runs to the flats, and then he runs the slant route.
Mm.
It's weird. It works though. It's effective. He killed me with it twice.
I mean, it's all he can do. You only can run it twice.
But, Van's play style. I think Van could go Chiefs.
I literally was just looking at the Chiefs. Yes, that's crazy.
I think Van could go Chiefs.
I definitely can see it. I was literally looking at the Chiefs as you said that.
They're built for the way he plays this Madden.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's this Madden. I mean, next Madden Oof. Can play different. What is it? What, yeah, run game heavy this Madden? And then next Madden can be fast heavy?
All we can do is go based on this Madden.
True enough.
Because I remember nothing from last cycle except Tosh beat me a million times. Next up, Jared. I think Jared follows JMO. He might go Panthers.
Hmm. At this point, Carolina is Phil, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But yeah, I think Jared goes Panthers.
Okay.
VBD. VBD follows Brackett, I believe. We got Bracket Jags, Me Texans,
VBD with the Titans.
VBD Titans. What kind of player is VBD? How much have you played him?
I've played him a couple of times this cycle.
How does he play? Because Colts have Anthony Richardson, and he's going to be a mad demon. Richardson, Jonathan Taylor. Who's you got? Pittman. That team's going to be nice. But everyone knows. Nah, I know.
Mock has him going Cincinnati to the Bengals, who also have Phil, which is crazy.
Yeah, who else is in that division, though?
In AFC North?
Yeah.
Well, no, AFC North is Cincinnati, Cleveland. You were talking about him following Bracket.
The users.
Right?
Yeah.
And you said so AFC South. So you have you taking Houston. The Colts are up for grabs, and then the Titans are up for grabs. And then, so yeah. So, I mean, he takes.
You said Titans off the dome.
Yeah.
I trust that decision. Next, we got Coach Boone. Boone's going to follow Nick, probably. Nick went to the Cards. What you thinking? Boone's another uni guy.
Let's see. I don't think he goes back-to-back Falcons.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. You said he's taking Cards. I'm in the wrong. So he would be Rams, Seattle, or the Niners.
Rams, Seattle, or Niners. Boone to the Rams?
Rams? I don't think their unis would be better than the 49ers.
49ers? Yeah. They got 49ers got that all black.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, Boone to the Niners.
See you week 16.
Yeah. He said he's coming for you.
Yeah, he didn't like your outtake. Yeah, he didn't like your take on it.
If you don't like my take, start beating people, Boone.
Jeez.
Get them wins up.
Jeez, that's talking reckless right now.
Yeah. Next up, we got Air V.
We have Air V going to the Chargers.
Mark it, because I have no clue. Did we already give up Chargers? No, we didn't.
No, I just had said it because I think you asked, and I said Jared, essentially, I think.
Yeah. I put Jared Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jiggy. I say Jiggy Colts.
Jiggy's going Colts, yeah.
Yeah,
they'll be still on the board. He gets the – I mean, you'll be in that division with him. Your wish comes true. You get whooped on.
Yes, sir. Beat on Jiggy. Twice a season. Yes, sir. Jiggy VVD getting beat on twice a season. Bracket 2.
Right. Oh, man.
Sweeping the division easy.
Next up is you. A nasty division. Yes, sir. What we've been waiting on. He actually had me taking AZ.
Let's see. What's left? I got you taking Cleveland. You love Nick Chubb.
I don't want Cleveland. Well, who's left?
I can tell you who's taking. It's a lot of teams
left. Tell me who's left.
It's a lot of teams left, bro.
Exactly. Okay, so who's taking?
Colts, Chargers, Niners, Titans, Panthers, Chiefs, Packers, Steelers, Bucks, Washington. Wait.
Where's Larson?
We have Larson as the Cards.
So NFC West.
Larson Cards, Boone Niners.
I'm taking Seattle or Rams.
Ooh.
I'm following them.
They said they were in competition.
I'm sliding in.
Oh, you said you tied a Nick Larson winning the division.
Yeah, yeah. I think I could take him. I know I could take him.
Okay.
Nick Larson? I'm taking Seattle or Rams. I'm following you and Boone. The trio.
He said he's the better Nick.
You said it.
Hey, Nick. He said he's winning the division every time, you not standing a chance.
All I'm saying is he ain't winning the division every year. That's all I'm saying.
So you said you win it. You winning it most of the time.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's confirmed. So
tell me where we going, Nick. Let me know.
You gotta take the Rams or the Seahawks, bro. You gotta pick one.
I'm going Rams, bro. Hometown hero. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm gonna go ahead and take the Rams. We still got Donald.
You're from LA? I thought you was from Philly.
No.
I'm messing with you, bro. Next up, NWS. NWS is
Cleveland.
Yeah, NWS Cleveland. That's easy. Guac. I would say walk in Falcons. Bracket.
Falcons. That's what he has them going, Falcons.
I respect it. Because usually I would think Guac with bracket as well as VVD. Mm-hmm. But since that division's full, spots taken, young man, you got to go somewhere else. Tide Pod.
Has Mr. Pod taken the Jets? Which, high key, the Jets look real good. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, and they're not.
I would take Aaron Rodgers. They got Sauce Gardner over there. If I don't follow Larson.
Oh, now you second guessing. Sound a little scared to me.
I got everybody on the side now.
Oh, respect.
No, I'm locked in. Lock me in. Wherever Boone and Nick are going, lock me in.
Next up, Rugger. Rugger Bears.
Oakland. Oakland. Well, not Oakland. More, but he has an Oak on here, but the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders? I think Ruggs is a Bears fan.
And that's not what it has him on here. Well, I mean, he could be a Bears fan, but... Are they still available? Or do you think Jack would actually take Chicago?
I think he didn't give Rugger Chicago.
I'm gonna be honest. I think with Jack with Chicago, I think it would be very nasty.
Yeah, but I also seen Jack say something earlier in the cycle that stuck with me. He was tired of his team getting beat up on.
What do you mean beat up on?
This is before Elio hopped in there. I think it was what's dude's name? It's your division. You should remember these people.
Ooh, Jack wasn't in my division?
Nah, it was the dudes that was friends. Both of them got booted. They was taken as a team. Together.
Oh. Didn't you recommend them young men?
I did not recommend them.
That was your recommendation. I'm the only one that worked out.
My recommendation was Yazzie and you. That's it.
And we see how that worked out.
Hey, I'm one and one.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the two users that were bombing or tanking or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember their names either. Oh well. But yeah, he was losing. That was said. It stuck with me. I think Jack goes Washington. Rugger Bears. That's his squad. Sparty.
Lions.
The Lions are, yeah, the Lions are. The Lions are still available. Available. Sparty goes Lions. They
don't. Let me see. Because I know they have Busy has them going New England. But I think we already said New England will be off the board, right?
Yes. No. We didn't. I was saying Elio to New England, but we switched it to Packers.
Okay.
Are the Lions? No, because he has Nick taking Lions. Because Sparty's been Lions since I've been here.
Okay. You think he doesn't switch it up for once?
Sparty's a man with a plan. He's going to take the Lions. He's going to go on vacation 90% of the season, the league.
He's going to
play spoiler for me every end of the season, no matter what. No matter where I'm at, he's my last game. I need to win, and he's going to beat me.
Yeah.
IREC is going to follow NWS, and I say IREC takes...
He has IREC taking the Rams.
Rams are gone.
Like I said, the mock division actually sounds cool with me, Rick, Van, and Bracket, but I really don't see that happening.
Yeah, I think IREC, NWS, Tosh.
That sounds like a fun division right there.
Hop together. So I say IREC Bengals.
Are the Bengals still available?
They are. This is a wild mock draft.
Let me guess, bro. It's gonna be a wild mock draft.
Next up, Speed Racer. That is Brap's boy. Who do we have Brap taking? The Steelers. So, Speed Racer Brown. Who is he on there? He joined like mid cycle. I don't know if he's on.
He's not on there. Wait. Let me double check. Yeah, no, he is. Speed.
Who's he?
He hasn't taken Denver.
And is Brap in that division?
No.
Mm. Broncos are available. I'll mark that because I have no idea who he'd take. After Speed Racer, we got Revival. The rest of these is new guys in Tosh and KOTV.
So we only can speak for KO, TB, and Tosh.
Yeah.
He has Tosh going Green Bay and KOTV taking the Steelers.
Steelers are gone. I'd say Tosh, Bengals with NWS. I mean, not Bengals, Browns. Browns are gone too. I'm tripping. Ravens. That's the team. Which is
Ravens
crazy they feel that.
Fun next year.
Yeah, which is crazy they feel that Lamar. Far. I don't know how Busy does it. This mock draft is tough.
It definitely is.
Busy really got his ear to the streets listening to what people say in chat. Hey, respect to you, Biz.
We'll see, because all this is going to change on draft night. Somebody's going to be a wild card, change some stuff up. Some divisions are going to get filled quick.
Yes, sir. Boom, going to pass the pick. Join whoever with Rob. Nah. It's gonna be Nick.
We're your top three. So if you don't land the Texans, where are you top going? Three. Yep. Just teams. I don't care about who you're trying to follow.
Texans, Panthers. Texans, Panthers. I wasn't really looking at nobody like that. Washington, I guess. Yeah, Texans, Panthers, Washington.
Okay.
What's your top three?
Top three is going to be Ravens, Arizona, and Jacksonville.
No Eagles?
I'm an Eagles fan, but I really doubt that they're going to fall.
But if they do fall, you're grabbing them.
If they fall, just like how the Cowboys fell to me, which that was wild, but yeah.
You were last pick, weren't you?
Like second to last or like third from last? That's, I was just happy they fell. Yeah, right?
I only went Browns following Cardone, and that man left right after. He's like, if you don't take Browns, Tosh is going to take the Browns, and we don't want him in our division. I'm like, bro, what happened to us being the Colts? Like, I was supposed to be Colts. He's supposed to be Titans or something like that. Bro switched it up mid-team draft.
I'm telling you, it always happens.
And then dipped. And then dipped. I'm like, wow. That's kind of crazy. But yeah, that's all we got. Unless you got anything else to add, that's the episode for us, for real.
No, I'm good.
All right, we can do 2 pods a week. Let's schedule it, man.
All right. When's the next time we on here?
Hey, I'm same time every day.
Look at that. So you said same time every day?
You get off at 4. You get off at 4 every day?
Yeah, sir. 6 to 4.
But I got to do a different one tomorrow, so I can't do tomorrow.
Just answer your phone. We can do it. And yeah.
No, I can't do tomorrow.
Highlights. You can't do tomorrow? You already flaking? Okay. That'll work.
No, I got an actual podcast I do.
Can't do tomorrow. Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah. Thursday?
Check out that podcast.
Nah. Top secret. Thursday?
Thursday, it'll work.
I bet.
Stop getting 50 piece, bro. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. I was like, damn, I was right.
if you actually watch the stream.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. It's abuse at this point.
Nah, it was the craziest stuff happened. I threw a curl.
There's nothing crazy about getting 50 piece, young man.
No, look. I threw a curl.
I don't care your excuses. Thanks for tuning in to Nick and Diary episode 6, guys.
You can't even end it. I got this. The pass got tipped by a ghost and he picked 60. And then it was just downhill from there. Man returned the kick. He threw two bombs.
Right.
And then it was rough. It got to a point. I was just like, all right, whatever. Game's over.
He beat you so bad. He should claim you on his taxes. Man, end the pod, please? Leave it.
I'm getting beat by people old enough to be my granddad. That's crazy. I should be ashamed.
You called him a grouch. That's why he ran it up on you.
I did do that.
He said when he's winning, he's a good guy. When he's not, when he's losing. He said, yeah, I got something for you, young whippersnapper. Come on, bro. In the podcast, hold me hostage. Put that in the description, Nick. Nick was held hostage because Nairi got 50 piece. Put that in the description, please.
Oh, man. All right, guys. See y'all Thursday.
Yes, sir. Episode 7 loading.